Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On the mountain of the Lord, it shall be provided a sacrifice, a substitute. The Lord called out to Abraham and instructed to take his son, his only son, and go to the land of Moriah. And on the mountain of Moriah, he is told to build an altar, arrange the wood, bind his only son, Isaac, and sacrifice him. Dramatic, shocking words in the ears of Abraham. He and Sarah had waited so long for the promised child, and now the Lord who giveth is taking away. What about the promise? What about the covenant? What about the descendants as numerous as the stars? What about blessed to be a blessing? What is the Lord God doing? Yet Abraham is faithful, and he obeys the command, and he packs up and heads for Moriah. Abraham is also wise. He makes no mention of this to Sarah. Listen carefully and contemplate the words of this chapter. Take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go. After a three-day journey, they arrived at the destination. Abraham looked up and saw the place. Thus the wood for the sacrifice was placed upon the shoulders of Isaac. The wood was carried to the mount by the innocent victim. Isaac asks, "Where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" And Abraham tells him the Lord will provide for himself the lamb. When Abraham has built the altar and arranged the wood, he binds Isaac and lays him on the wood, alive. As Abraham raises the knife to end the life of his son, the angel of the Lord calls from heaven and stays his hand. And Abraham lifts up his eyes and sees a ram caught in a thicket. The Lord has provided a different sacrifice. The Lord has provided a substitute. On the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. On the mount of the Lord. And so it was that when Solomon built the temple, he built it on the mount of the Lord, once called Moriah, but now renamed Zion. On this mountain, the people provided many sacrifices, but the Lord provided one. On this mountain, the Lord provided a substitute who stood in the place of all mankind and became the sacrifice for their sins forever. On this mountain, the blood of the Lamb of God was taken into the Holy of Holies, and atonement for sin was made. On this mount of God, Jesus rescued and redeemed us from sin and every evil. Just as Isaac carried the wood for his sacrifice up the mountain, so also Christ Jesus carried his cross. Just as Isaac was bound and laid on the altar for sacrifice, alive, so also was Jesus bound to a cross, alive to die. The only two bound sacrifices in the Holy Scriptures. Just as the ram in the thicket was the substitute for Isaac, so the Lamb of God was the substitute for you and me. He took our place. He died so we might live. He poured out his blood to cover our sin. Yes, it is true that Jesus was crucified outside the city of Jerusalem on the Mount of Calvary. But when the sacrifice was complete, when he was finished with his work of atonement, when he gave up his spirit and hung his head in death, then the earth shook, the rock split, and the temple curtain was torn in two. Then Jesus took his holy and precious blood into the Holy of Holies of the temple on the Mount Moriah / Zion, and the sacrifice was complete and the substitution accomplished. On the mountain of the Lord, it has been provided a sacrifice, a substitute, Jesus. In his holy name, amen.